Life can be an extraordinary adventure. More than ordinary. In the gym. At home. At work. More than ordinary. Advice. Without the new agey bullshit.
Welcome to More Than Ordinary, presented by Seven Generation Games. I'm Maria Burns-Ortiz.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeMars, coming to you from Santiago, Chile.
So, I guess that's where we'll start. You are in Santiago, Chile. Tell us all about it.
Well, it's, you know, there's good things and bad things. And I would say the amazing part is the Startup Chile people, because it's 78 companies they picked from around the world. And so all these people have to be really bright, right? Because it was not just from the U.S., it was from the entire world. And your company gets $30,000 to come here to develop your company for 7 months. And they don't take any equity. They provide you with free co-working space, all kinds of other perks to build your company. But then if you think about it, not only do these people have to be super smart, but they have to be exceptional another way, because how many people are willing to just pack up and move to another country? And even if, like, for the people who live in Chile, all of the program is done in English. So for a lot of people, if you live in Chile, you're having to take a program in your second language. And if you live outside of Chile, you're having to pack up and move and relocate to another country for 7 months. And then sometimes, on top of that, take a program in your second language. So you not only have to be really smart, but you also have to be, I think, exceptionally adventurous. So it's a bunch of really interesting people. There's 78 companies from 21 countries. And one of the things that surprised me was that only three of those companies are from the U.S. Does that surprise you?
I'm going to pretend it does, because I already knew this, but it did surprise me when you told me it the first time.
So when I mentioned that, one of the other entrepreneurs asked me, well, why are you surprised? Because he wasn't surprised. And I said, well, you know, in America, we hear all the time, you know, America is the greatest country on earth, and all of you other suckers would die, dry up, and blow away without us. And we are the hardcore of all technology in Silicon Valley. And if anybody's doing anything somewhere else in the world, they're like, you know, doing some kind of making electricity from tin cans, because they're all living in the dirt. And of course, it turns out to be not exactly the case.
Oh my gosh, that's shocking. Shocking, I know. So what's the coolest company there aside from us?
Well, you know, for my personal interest, you know, there's a company, I think they're called ProLingo, that's got an app to teach kids. It's a tablet-based app, like iPad, Android, to teach kids who have speech problems to talk, like by modeling like how your mouth would move and your lips would move and that. So I think that's kind of cool. There's a company that is focused on teaching people who are stroke victims and accident victims to use an exoskeleton. There's another company, of course, this one really interests me, that's teaching coding for high school students, you know, kind of like the Codecademy or something. But, and since I've been doing this Google Udacity challenge thing, I can really see some need for improvement, let me tell you, in some of these online courses before they're going to be useful for high school students or anybody really. So yeah, those are some interesting ones. They're all pretty amazing. There's another one in our group where they're using Oculus Rift to teach students about simulations in like in labs, because maybe it's really expensive for you to go into a lab and screw up. And so if you could do it in virtual reality without blowing anything up, that would be really cool.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good, because I'm really against blowing things up as a general purpose. So what was the coolest thing about Chile outside of Startup Chile?
Well, there's a really cool park right next door to where I live, and it's got a castle in it, so that's pretty cool. You don't usually get to live next door to a castle. There's really a lot of parks here in general. I'm surprised. Like, you can't go a few blocks without seeing a park. And I'm not talking like a little square with some blades of grass, but really large areas. And they're always full of people. So that's kind of cool, except that the park right next to me, there's a section of it that I a lot of times walk through, because I like to walk through the park instead of like walking, you know, along the street. But it must be like the lover's lane of the area. So it's a little awkward, because I walk through there. It's always full of people making out, mostly same-sex couples, but not always.
There's no other way to go, you weirdo.
Well, sometimes if it's like late, if I'm coming back from somewhere, some parts of the park, like where the museums are and that, are kind of blocked up. And everybody in Chile is really nice. I think that's one of the things that is the nicest about it. Just everybody. Even when I do really stupid things, like I did my laundry the other day and I didn't realize until I came back and it was like 11:15 that there was a sign on the laundry room door that said it closed at 11 o'clock. And I also didn't realize, like, there's a little whiteboard on the wall and you're supposed to put your apartment number, what time you put your laundry in. So if they come up there and your laundry's in there, they like come and buzz your apartment and say, hey, you need to get your laundry. But I didn't know either of those things. I had to go and get the security guard to come up to the 12th floor from the first floor and let me in to get my laundry. And he was like super nice. Oh, no problem. It's no problem at all. Or I was in the park where there weren't people making out, right? And the part that they lock up. And I didn't understand what the guy was saying to me as I came in, which was apparently we're closing soon. So when I came to leave, I was locked in. And again, they just let me out and they're like, oh, it's no problem at all. So
spend the night here, like, old lady.
No, they just unlock the gate. Have a nice day. No problema. Es perfecta. And you know that guy from Brazil that fought in MMA, Anderson Silva, used to say, no problem is normal. That's, they just actually say it all the time. It's no problem. It's perfect. It's all right. So that's pretty cool.
I have no clue what you're referencing, but that I'll pretend.
Just know that when you hear people all the time from some of the South American countries saying, no problem, it's normal, it's perfect, that they say all that in their language too. So.
Oh, I get what you're saying now. Yeah. No problem. Got it. Check. What's the most sucky part about Chile, aside from the fact that we're not there? That you miss us so desperately.
Aside from the fact that you guys aren't here and I cry myself to sleep every night out of missing all of you. It's not Chile per se, but the stuff that you get used to, like passwords. This is the biggest thing, passwords. So all of my passwords I've probably had for years, and they're saved on my computer at home and on my phone. And then what happens is when I get here and those passwords don't work, or I can't automatically access my voicemail. I spent literally an hour today trying to get my voicemail to work with AT&T and never did get it to work. I was on the chat thing for 15 minutes. I was on the phone with this person for half an hour. Oh, it's no problem. I reset it, you know, just dial one and then hit call. And I said, are you sure? Oh yeah, yeah. That's how. And of course I dial one and hit call and it says there's an error. Because I'm sure that works in the U.S., but it doesn't work here. So I have no idea what the password for my voicemail is because I set it 21 years ago when I got this phone number. When I tried to log in to Skype, right? So it was on my computer, but it was too loud, so I tried to log into it on my phone. And I couldn't remember my password, and I went and looked, and I must have had to change it another time because what I had it saved on, that wasn't it. I tried to look at my computer, but it's encrypted. So I had to create a new password. And then it wouldn't take this password because it says that's too similar to the last password you used, which I couldn't remember. And then I tried another password. It's like, well, we're trying to get you for security purposes to use a password that you haven't used recently. So then I typed in, fuck you, exclamation point. And guess what it said?
You use
that
this.
Password has been. No, no, no. It says that password is too commonly used. You can't use it. Because people fucking hate these password things, you know? I don't understand why when you forget your password, you can't use one you used before. Because it's not like it was compromised. You forgot it. But anyway, having to come up with the passwords of things that I set, you know, 5 or 7 or 20 years ago is really frustrating. And then it says, well, just use your username and password to log into your AT&T account and then reset it. It's like, I said that was 20 years ago, too, and I have had no need to change them since. So that's really, really, really frustrating.
Well, we're only like a couple years out from just everything being retinal scan anyway, so maybe those problems will be solved. And if not, you still won't know your password, so whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of, on the one hand, I don't really like the idea of Google taking over everything, but on the other hand, it sure is convenient when you could just remember one password and you log into Google and it's like, log in with Google. So I really resisted all that login with Facebook stuff, but now I guess because I'm on Google Apps all the time, I really do pick the login with Google stuff a lot.
We'll be right back after this.
You can be too successful.
How so?
Our latest games have parents suggesting we get endorsements from YouTube celebrities, have professional gamers stream us on Twitch. They point out where we aren't the virtual reality level of Call of Duty.
Yet.
The point is, our games are so much more, well, game-like than the average educational games that people forget that what you really should be comparing these games to are math worksheets.
Yeah, I mean, you can have your kids sit down and do math workbooks for 20 minutes, if you can even get them to do that. Or you can let them play Fish Lake, which they'll probably ask you to let them keep playing after 20 minutes.
Or you can play yourself. You know you are never going to pick up one of those workbooks again for the rest of your life. Still, do you remember how to reduce fractions to lowest terms, multiply and divide fractions?
If not, play Fish Lake before Mia or Connor or Aiden or Joe gets home from school and asks for your help with their homework. Welcome back to More Than Ordinary, presented by Seven Generation Games. I am Maria Burns-Ortiz.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeMars, coming to you from Santiago, Chile. Would you like to hear about some of the cool stuff that we're doing at the Accelerator?
Is that a rhetorical question, or do you really want to know what I want to hear?
I want to know what you want. I'm dying to know what you want. It's all about you, Maria.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. Do you have the password for me to give you the answer?
Fuck you.
Correct. Please. Tell me all the cool things that you're doing.
All right. Well, I will just give you two of them, because then I want to ask you a question. So usually when you go to one of these accelerator things, they have everybody give up and give a pitch about their company. And so you sit there for hours and you listen to all these pitches. And then you get up and the idea is it's good for you to practice yours, so it's good for everybody to practice. Well, one of the things they had us do was instead they partnered you up. So we were in a group of 14 companies. They partner you up with another company and then you pitch your startup to them for 30 seconds and then they pitch theirs to you. And then you go to the next company. And so normally in the time it would take for, each person to pitch once, you've all pitched 14 times because you've each got to pitch to, all the other people. So that's cool. And I thought that was a really super efficient way to do it, because what most people need is they practice doing their own pitch. So you can, practice it 14 times in one 15-minute session. And on top of that, then you get to hear the other people's pitches 14 times, different ones. And then you can get ideas from them on how you want to pitch yours. So that was cool.
And then all everybody ever wants is to listen to themselves anyway. They're really just thinking about what they're going to say. So this way, maybe you'll listen to the other people's, because it's only for 30 seconds at a time, and then you get to go back to talking about yourself.
Right. And it makes startup people sound like a bunch of jerks, but really not. I mean, it's that it's important to you to go and give that pitch so people buy your product and they give you money, and also you don't want to screw it up. So you're sitting there, if there's 14 people, you're exactly right. You're sitting there through, at least 10 of them, if not all 14 of them, kind of memorizing to yourself what you're going to say, and you don't take in any of that. So anyway, that was a really cool idea, because you got to pitch 14 times, and that's a lot of practice just in one session. And then after that, they threw all the startup names in a bag, and then each person had to pick one, and then you got up and you gave that pitch for that company. So I thought that was pretty interesting. So it was you practicing pitching, but pitching the other company. And it was good in two ways. You got to hear what other people might say and maybe get some idea for your company. And then it just gave you general pitch practice. So I thought that was kind of fun. The other thing that's really cool is, oh my gosh,
that was one whole thing?
Those were two different things.
Oh, okay. But you had one more thing. So you had a third of your two things you were going to tell us. Okay. Let's hear it.
That's right. It's like The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy when it was the fourth book in the trilogy. So the other thing that's really cool just in general is how much the Startup Chile staff organization has just eased the process of getting here. I mean, they had an appointment where they took us all over to the PDI, which is kind of like the Chilean version of ICE, the immigration customs. And they just one by one, took us in, got all our paperwork and got us out. And everybody was super nice and helpful. And then we had to get registered. I don't know how that's different, but there's a second registry. And the registry people came and set up their computers at the Startup Chile offices. And we just took numbers like a Baskin Robbins, and you could work on your computer and then go up and, get fingerprinted and all that stuff. And then they had banks there that you could open a Chilean bank account, and it was just all super easy. So, yeah, the stuff that I thought would be hard was easy, and the stuff that I thought would be easy, like getting my voicemail, turned out to be really hard and frustrating. So now I have some questions for you. So how are you guys getting along without me? And I mean, seriously, like now you've got one third of your co-founders gone. So how is that going?
Swimmingly. We've been waiting for this for years. Now you're out of the picture. So we can do all the things that we want and you won't find out about them for several months.
I'm going to come back and the whole office is going to be covered with goddamn unicorns, right? Unicorn pictures everywhere. We'll repaint the office pink and we'll have fuzzy carpet and unicorn pictures on every wall.
And sparkles. Lots and lots of sparkles.
No, seriously. Like, how's it been, you know, kind of doing some of the management remotely?
Well, I'm not doing the management remotely. I'm actually there in person every day.
Having some of the management done remotely, you know. Like, I am gone. I have to email people and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, so far, so good. You know, we have a good team, so I think that helps a lot. Dennis comes in every day, so that's good.
Shocking.
I know. But no, it's good. It's relatively smooth, a lot smoother than I thought. But, you know, you weren't coming in, like, the last couple weeks anyway. So it was kind of a trial run. By coming in, I mean, you were working out of the other office. So...
Well, and I was in North Dakota. I was gone for 2 weeks because I was in North Dakota for a week. And then I was in Missouri for a week. So there's that, too.
Yeah, so it's been so long that we didn't even realize it. Yeah, no, it's gone fine. It's good. Everybody doing a great job.
I heard that the first time Dennis came in while I was gone, Amelia asked him what he was doing there.
Yeah, they were a little surprised because everybody at my house, well, not everybody, but both the girls have had the flu. Note to everyone, public service announcement, get a flu shot because they had the flu, but it wasn't as bad as a lot of other people. So, yeah, it's been good, though. Yeah, it's going well. Everybody's happy. No one's revolting. We've had snacks.
That's good. Snacks are important. You have Girl Scout cookies. That is the worst thing about Chile. No Girl Scout cookies. So I'm going to go, just so you know, because I know that you're really interested in my life.
Is this for podcast for public knowledge, or is this top secret news between me and you and we need to now, like, scramble the feed?
Well, it's not, like, about my sex life or anything. So you could put it in the podcast.
Well, you said, Dennis, just so you know.
Dennis, I know you're listening. I don't have any sex life here because you're not here, just so you know.
Diana, cut that out. We're a family-friendly podcast. And Dennis isn't even listening to this anyway. Continue.
I think you should leave it in. I think it would improve the podcast. You should have Dennis edit it. It would take a break. Give him a break from doing that plug-in.
Hi, everyone. This is Diana. That made me laugh, so I decided to keep it in. You're welcome. Now let's continue.
So my not top secret thing is that I am going to be inducted in the International Sports Hall of Fame. I was already inducted.
You
in
already
the
were.
Sports Hall of Fame. But Rhonda, the other one in the family that's being inducted, it's March 3rd, so I'm going to be flying up to Columbus. So
all of you in Columbus, be ready.
Actually, you can't go because it's invitation only. And there's a VIP dinner the night before that's $350 a ticket, though. So you could go to that if it's not sold out.
So basically, you're telling people you're going to a party and they're not invited.
Exactly. The thing the night before, all the money goes to charity. It goes to the after-school all-stars. So if you have an extra $350, $500 a couple, you could go to that. If it's not sold out, Arnold Schwarzenegger will be there. I'll be there. He's famouser than me. Yeah. So I'm flying back to Columbus I'll be out of Chile for like 4 days. I leave here Thursday night, get in to the U.S. Friday morning, and I leave Sunday morning. So yeah, basically flying to Columbus for the weekend. This is how much I love my children. And I was also bringing this up because we see Rhonda give her some boxes of Girl Scout cookies.
Oh yeah, I will, because I'm going to see her because I'm going to her house in a couple weeks.
Okay, perfect. So I will have Girl Scout cookies and then everything in Chile will be good.
But have you met her? The chances I'll give her the cookies and they won't make it. She'll forget them or something.
Oh yeah, Mom, I have this cookie and she'll eat them. Yeah, I'm going to give some cookies. I forgot they were for you. I ate them on the plane. All right. Well, I guess that's it. Did you want to sob and tell me how much you missed me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's been good. We're managing.
All right, quieter. So we used to do another...
No one's if drinking the Keurig because it's a planet killer that you insisted on us getting, and you're the only one that ever drinks it, and now it's just murdering the planet. I bet they don't even have Keurigs in Chile because they're more eco-conscious. Yeah, I know, because they're awful for the planet.
They are very
I read the guy that came up with the Keurig even said he wished he hadn't done it because it's, like, destroying the planet. And, like, my children will be, like, swimming through Keurig pods, and they're going to blame you.
Well, they can come to Chile because they are actually very eco-conscious here. There's, like, signs everywhere about turning electricity off and recycling things, and there's recycling stuff just randomly around, and, yeah, there aren't any Keurigs. But they do have a cappuccino machine in Startup Chile, so I'm big on that. And everybody has their own little cup, so.
A reusable cup, huh?
Yeah.
See, exactly.
Yeah.
Unlike the rest of the world where we just throw cups away and destroy the planet. Did you hear the doomsday clock moved closer to midnight?
Why? Because of Trump?
Probably. Lots of things. Because you left the country and now so afraid that everything's going to go downhill. But yeah. All right. Oh, did you have something to add?
I do have an important thing that I saw something in a newspaper or maybe on the internet, so that means it's true, that Chile is, like, on the practically on the opposite side of the planet of North Korea. So if, like, there is a nuclear bomb from North Korea, I will live. So hopefully when it happens, you will be down here visiting with kids, and Dennis, too, and Julie will be in Costa Rica, and Rhonda will be, I don't know, somewhere. But then Jen will die with the baby. It'll be really sad because Jen never goes anywhere.
Oh, my God. That's terrible. Maybe she'll be in Vermont at the time.
I told her she should move to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, a bounty for teachers now. No, seriously, they're short of teachers. And so they're often, like, an extra $5,000 if you move there, and maybe $10,000 if you're, like, in an even more high-demand field. So I sent her the link.
So she's moving to New Zealand?
I don't know. I just don't want any of you to die if there's a nuclear attack.
Wow.
I would be sad.
Glad you're looking out for us, even if you're far away.
So if you really desperately missed our podcast, if you put in the comments on the blog or text us or email us, or even better yet, buy our game.
Don't text me. Then, I don't want lots of random people I don't know texting me.
Okay. Well, tweet her. She will allow you to tweet at her. Post on our Facebook page, whatever. If you tell us you want more podcasts, then we will do more podcasts. Right, Maria?
Yeah, and if you don't, then I guess Anne-Marie will still make us do more podcasts, but whatever.
Is that good enough for you?
Works for me. Oh, and by the way, buy our games, because that's the whole point of this. Buy our games. Buy our games. Buy our games. 7generationgames.com. 7generationgames with a 7. Oh, and while you're at it, because you're going to 7generationgames.com, check out our new website, because it looks way better than our old website, which didn't look that great at all.
Compra nuestros juegos. Or did I say compra?
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought I heard huevos instead of juegos. And I was really confused.
Yeah. Well, I will also work on my Spanish grammar before the next podcast.
Sounds good. All right. Well, that's it for us here at 7 Generation Games North and 7 Generation Games South. Catch us again sometime in the future, somewhere on the internet.
That's what I'm going to start calling my little apartment here. 7 Generation Games South. I'm putting up a sign.
There you go.
Thanks for listening to the More Than Ordinary podcast.
For more information, please go to our website, 7generationgames.com. And that's 7 as in the number 7, generationgames.com.
If you'd like to learn more about math and history, or increase your vocabulary while at the same time having fun, you can purchase our games at 7generationgames.com/buy.
You can also donate and help a much-deserving student.
And as always, please tell a friend and don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
It's never too late to be more than ordinary.